TR Mobile.
KO4 HKX here. What are you heading to now?
Well, let me turn the radio down here. Patrick, we are, Maurice and I are headed away from CVS, where I bought a cold pack for my back to give it a try, and headed towards home and went to the bank, went to the post office, just doing delivery this morning.
Had a busy morning then, but my question is, what did you do for Miss Bernice to have to whip you back into shape?
I'll lap her around once a week, whether she needs it or not. Is that right, sweetheart?
No.
That she lies.
Be the other way around.
Tom carries a black eye most of the time. K2RCU.
You guys are correct.
Hi, Russell. Go ahead, sir.
Hop in the car and heard y'all talking. You talking about smacking Miss Bernice around, and I was like, yeah, Patrick nailed it on the head. I believe it's the other way around. She keeps you in line.
Put my money at anyway, Russell.
Yeah, you're just a coward. There was a long pause there. His wife whips him into shape too, Russell. We need somebody to keep us in line, don't we? Well, I talked to Steve this morning and a couple of other people, and it's just a good old day out here. 82 feels like Wake Island, and I guess there's more rain headed tonight. Oh, there's a big old raccoon dead on the side of the highway. We're just going down the hill on Highway 14 in front of that beautiful waterfall there on Lake Cunningham. Go ahead, Russell.
Dad, I'm taking a break from slinging sheetrock mud and going to run to the house and eat some lunch. And I have to say, I like these jobs that are close by the house. It makes it a little bit easier.
I had a customer walk up and tell me he had to get out, so I'm going to have to pull out. Get back on the road.
Billy Nelson, you be careful out there, Patrick. Yeah, we're not too far from home, probably about 4 or 5 miles. Anyways, well, at least you got a job and working. My neighbor's daughter got laid off, and they laid off 19 of them at the pipeline company she works at. And it's kind of sad because that's one of the only jobs she's capable of handling, and she was getting paid very well and had all the amenities with a good job, and then they come in and they lost a contract, I guess, with Duke, and therefore she lost her job for now.
For HKX Friday, that's sad to hear, but I have a feeling that's going to be more and more commonplace in the near future.
Patrick, I made a mistake there. There's a lot of people to work, but once you get settled into something, you want to keep doing it. And I have to say, I've been very blessed and been fortunate enough that I don't have to work full-time. And, well, here lately I've been working full-time, and I'll take it while I can get it. But, again, I have to say I'm blessed. I don't have to work right now, so there may come a day that I have to put my nose back to the grindstone and pull 8 to 5, but right now I'm going to enjoy the variety while I can. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Boy, I'm just messing up this morning. I stepped on everybody, and I apologize. I didn't mean to. I got confused. I was paying attention to the traffic there. I guess I ought to disregard the traffic and pay more attention to the radio. Go ahead, Patrick.
Some black eyes in from Miss Bernice for sure. KL4HKX Friday.
She'll be smacking you over the head telling you to look where you're going.
That slaps me around once a week whether I need it or not, Russell. I don't know what we're going to do today. I got the chicken's feet all topped off, and I might go out there and check the level on the watering system. Put a little apple cider vinegar in the water, and keeps the keeps the watering thing clear of algae. And other than that, I don't know what project I'm going to do this morning. I got some lights in a tool cabinet I've been needing to get in. I might start that. But I guess monsoon season starts tonight. But we got a little shower here in Greer just a minute ago. And we could use some rain, but the amounts they're calling for from Fred are pretty high, guys. So take care if you got to be out on it tomorrow. This is your OTR.
And here, and they're expecting 5 to 7 inches of rain between now and, I think, Wednesday, which we need rain, but not all at one time.
Happening. We don't need it all at one time. Well, gentlemen, I have arrived at my destination, so I am going to jump in here and see if I can't find some lunch. Unless, of course, my beautiful wife has already got some, which I suspect she probably has, because she's good like that. And I will talk to you gentlemen later on. Y'all have a wonderful day. Patrick, be safe out there. Tom, don't do work too hard now. SK2RCL, I'll be clear.
Sounds great, Patrick. We're going to leave you alone there on the road. And you have a good day, and we'll catch you down the line. We've just arrived home, too. This is N0TR, clear.
Have a good day. Miss Bernice, you have a good day. And that worked out perfect because I just backed into my next stop and I can sit here and eat lunch before they get back. KO4HKX, and I'm clear. 7-3.